As one lives the Christian life and begins to try to imitate Jesus, and of course we're not perfect like Jesus, but we imitate him and we do our best to do what is right. And to do that, we need to understand the teachings and the life of Jesus Christ. One of the teachings that Jesus gave us was the teaching of humility. Humility is not saying I'm lower than a worm, lower than the dust of the earth, but it is recognizing who God is and who we are, that he is God, we are not. He is our Lord, we are his servants. He is our Father, we are his children under his care. And with regard to our relationship with other people, that we try as much as we can to put the interest of other people before our own interests. Jesus taught that. As he was traveling to Jerusalem for that final week of the Passover, where he would be crucified, one of the incidents that happened to him is recorded in Matthew, the 20th chapter, and beginning with the 20th verse. And let's read it. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What do you want? And she said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on my right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You know not what you are asking. Are you able to drink of the cup I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We are able. And he said unto them, You shall indeed drink of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. But Jesus called them unto him and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. You see, this was some of his relatives coming to him. We can discern this from other places in the scripture, but this was Aunt Salome bringing cousins John and James with her. I guess they thought that they could use their influence, that Aunt Salome could come to nephew Jesus and say, Jesus, I want you to do this for my sons, and some sort of family favor would get them a greater position. But Jesus said it doesn't work that way. I firmly believe that our leaders come to us by the providence of God, if it's done correctly. When we promote our own selves within the church, we are not doing the will of God. But I'll tell you when we're also not doing the will of God, in my estimation, is when we are asked by the people to take some position of leadership within the church and we refuse. There are a variety of reasons, but I think one of them is this idea that I don't want to promote myself. I don't want to be a leader. But I think Jesus' message here has two points to it. One is, don't promote yourself as a leader. But if God opens a way for you to be a leader and you're asked to be a leader, don't turn that down either. Let God work in our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the leaders in my church, those who serve on the board, my pastor, the superintendents, the bishops, those who have charge over the church. It is your providence. Father, I pray that your will be done in my church, that people will see that it's not self-promotion, but God-promotion that brings us along. And help me to be a person of integrity and always follow Jesus' teaching and humble myself before you and before others, that I may be more like Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.